Well, this is the second last episode of the Epitome of Eloquence Marks Levels of Podcast. This is my season two. This is episode 39 in total, but it's episode 19 out of 20. That's for season two. The season finale is going to be tomorrow, and then Wednesday, no delays, I'm going to launch. That is season three. What is the purpose? Perhaps you're new to my podcast. Simply just talk to people, or people particularly my age, or that's the attempt rather. But if I can reach a bigger circle, even better. So we speak about daily issues. The one thing I'd like to say at the start is I am flawed and I'm growing, but I have a purpose. And that purpose is to use my articulation skills and ability to influence other people to be better version of themselves. So I'm going to take that opportunity up front and strongly and upholdly, and I'm committed to doing that. If I haven't shown that previously, well, let me make myself clear. I am a motivational speaker, an influencer, a tutor, a teacher, an MC, a radio presenter. I will never finish, but I'm influencer for as long as it has to do with the art of articulation. So welcome to my world. Now, today I want to speak about growth, and it's going to take me a couple of minutes, really. Growth is something that is complex, especially for me, because wow, if you have known me, you'll know that yo, this is a handful. But it is what it is. But what I've come to realize is that as the days go by, I become a better person, and that for me is above and beyond. And I think that's what most people miss: the ability to see good things in themselves, the ability to compliment yourself, the ability to say, well done, man, that was a really, really good speech, that was a good presentation, or I really did well in my test. You don't have to tell anybody about it, but tell it to yourself. Acknowledge the fact that you are a good person and you have a lot to contribute to the world. The moment you look down on yourself, it's going to be particularly hard for you to grow as an individual. So learn to love yourself. That's number one. That's basics, right? So when you love yourself, everything else falls into place. You chase off negative energy. Some people you thought they were friends and they're not all of a sudden. That's how you grow, right? My dad once told me that you are not growing if you're not losing friends. And he didn't mean bad by that. It's just that some people come in your lives to give you a lesson. Or they just come there because they're classmates, colleagues, but they don't necessarily have to be your friends. Know them, love them, be kind to them. But be you. Do not get lost in the crowds of mediocrity. You lose yourself, right? I've been there. Lastly, I'm enjoying this actually. But lastly, I would say this. If you really want to grow, you have to learn. What do I mean by that? You must read, first of all. You don't have to read novels and what. Just go on Google, find out about things, how to be a better person for starters. That's where I started. I'm laughing, but it's true. Do that if that's what you must, all right? But do it if that means that's what it is. Go on YouTube, right? People underestimate the value of motivational videos. Yes, there are critics about them. There are some people who believe that you can watch them, but if you don't change your life, then you don't, which is true. You have to watch and apply. You can't just be a fan of a motivational speaker who's telling you how to make a million and you're not making an attempt to make a million. It's quite preposterous. Now, the ability to become a better person is within you. You have to act on the things that you actually want. If you keep saying tomorrow, then nothing will come to life. The best time to chase your dream is right now. That's Mark's Levels for you, baby. Have a good one.